That's a smart play.
It's a scientific word.
Yeah, because bruise, it's like anyone can get a bruise, but only an athlete can get a contusion.
Yes, it's a thigh contusion.
Yes, that means it's a really significant bruise.
Now, I heard,
not just your, you know, lame, stupid bruise.
I don't know what side of the fence on, and I heard some rumblings that you two got into an argument about MRIs yesterday. I'm not going to
You want to rehash
this?
You want to bring that up?
No.
Did you do your due diligence
last
night and do your homework and call around? And
I told you yesterday. Matt Nickel wrote me back and said they can read MRIs.
Yeah, read the report.
No, actual MRIs.
I don't know what else to say about it, Noodles. Like, here's my fear. I'm going to run into Gary Roberts, and he's going to put me into a pretzel and lay a beating on me, because you've been putting forth this front.
It's not a front.
Yes,
Gary
it's
Roberts
a front.
And Matt Nickel and Mark Lindsay and those guys, when they're dealing with this, they can look at an MRI and say, okay, it's going good, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, these guys can't do it. They can't do it.
Okay,
and I told him flat out yesterday, he wrote me back, yes.
Yeah, you can read the report. Like, I believe you have to be a radiologist to actually to write a requisite for an MRI. I don't believe Gary can do that.
Matt Nickel, would you or Gary Roberts be capable of reading or dealing with MRIs? He wrote back, yes.
Yeah, without any further details.
Yes.
Anyway,
I'm not going to, I apologize.
We got Ray on the line here.
Yeah.
And I feel like Ray's probably going to support and the hockey community, because I'm taking a run at the hockey community, because I have the audacity to suggest that, you know, if you don't have, I don't know, a medical degree.
Just saying, they're not just guys that say, go do 100 squats.
I never said that.
No, but
you
that's what
said
you
that.
Insinuated.
No.
No, I never insinuated that. Joining us down the Maple Toyota hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. What's up, Ray?
You guys have hours to argue. I got a game here.
Oh, okay.
If you don't mind, continuing the argument later, that'd be sweet.
Well,
I have no position on this, because I could read my X-ray when I had a broken wrist, because it was in two pieces. I could read it.
Right.
When I was having my knee surgery, and the doctor was looking at the MRI, and he's pointing at it. He's like, here's your ACL. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I have no idea what he's pointing at. It's my knee. I got no idea. So I don't know. If guys are capable of reading it, sure. These guys are at a, clearly a different level than other people. But I am assuming they rely on their radiologists, and I would assume they do.
Well, that's where it all... The thing is, we've been having this argument for about 4 days.
I don't even know what you
guys have been arguing about 4 days. We're talking about McDavid, and it sounds as if it was a medical marvel, and Gary Roberts did an unbelievable job building his body back up and putting forth a program, which we're all on the same page. Like, he's changed the game with the way his, you know, performance-enhancing regiments and all that. It's spectacular.
Yeah. And he was at a point where he was basically getting an MRI every 5 days. And my point to Brian was, at times, Gary Roberts would have had to look at those MRIs.
But
Dum-Dum over here is like, Gary couldn't do that.
No,
so I had to ask yesterday, and the answer was, yes, he could.
It started with me suggesting that a doctor would have been involved in the early conversations.
Okay, but my
that
point
was it.
Is,
that's all I said.
If there was a coffee shop and McDavid brought the MRI and showed it to Gary, he'd be like, "Okay, I like."
I got
wait.
You.
Okay,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm okay. So by the way, I thought the thing was awesome. The documentary was really cool to watch. I also saw a whole bunch of people that were involved in that.
Yeah, tons.
Right. And by the way, if you're a fourth line right winger, that doesn't happen.
No, you're going to a walk-in clinic and saying, can you check my knee out?
Dr. Nick is waiting for you.
No, this
the
was
Pacific
the full meal
Mall.
Deal. Private planes, doctors, agent on site all times, Mark Lindsay moving in with you. This was full meal deal.
Right.
Like $100 million stuff where...
And at some point, someone with a medical degree was involved. Right? That was my whole point.
That might be a stretch on your part.
I guarantee you there
apologize.
Was a team of doctors that went to Harvard
full
and the
meal.
Best schools.
Full
around.
Doctors, Gary Roberts,
that's
everything.
All, that's all I said. I'm like, I have a feeling someone that is an orthopedic surgeon
With the letters MD beside their name
probably had a voice? That was it. That's all I said. And you're like, well, you're disrespecting Gary because you're saying that he wouldn't have been involved. And at no point did I do that. Anyway, I'm sure you're really being enlightened by this conversation, Ray, and very excited to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is day four we've been doing this, and no resolution. Anyway, last night I thought the guy who stood out the most was Rasmus Sandin. I thought he played really well. I felt for him that his first career goal was, you know, we weren't sure if it actually was going to count, and neither did anyone else in the building. So it kind of neglected his celebration a little bit. But he looked really good to me. I mean, I don't want to pump his tires or overemphasize, but looking at the game tape, he looked good. What did he look like live?
Calm. Pretty sure of himself. Like we showed one play on the highlights. He came out from behind the net. There was a forechecker coming kind of right at him off his left shoulder, and he just slid it right up the middle of the ice to the center. Boom, they were out. He stopped. The forechecker had to lay off the hit. Like, he didn't get hit. He made the right play. The play he made on Nylander's goal, that wasn't a fluke. Like, the puck came to him, and you know, and he knew where he was going with it right away. I liked them a lot. I can see why they're excited about him. I will say this. That was a pretty easy forecheck game for Toronto to play, because I'm not so sure what's going on in Nashville, but they had no push, nothing. They were flat as a pancake last night.
Well, yeah. Think about their middle ice. Turris at 6, Bonino at 4.5 or 5, and Johansson at 8, and it was...
And Duchesne.
Oh, yeah, at 9.
How about Kyle Turris, one-on-one with a forward with no stick, and he shoots it into his shin pads?
He's in a tough place out
what
there.
What the hell was that?
Yeah. That to me is, you know, I think, did you just say he's in a tough place?
On the ice, like, he is.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, mentally, he's in a tough place. Like, how does you... If it's a defenseman, that might be the only time I try to challenge the guy, because he's got no stick. It was a forward. Like, I guess it was a good play by Engvall, but he just skated backwards and he got hit in the shin pads.
How about taking him wide and make him draw you down or grab you or reach out or do something?
Take him to the middle. And what's he going to do?
I don't know.
That was weird, man, watching that.
There's something not right there. The only time for about 2 or 3 minutes they showed any real fight was when they scored to make it 4-2. And then after that, or before that rather, it was just blah. Like, there was nothing. And I mean, Freddie made a couple of three really, really good saves. One where he stretched way out, that was on Turris on the power play. But he wasn't even really challenged. I remember, you know, you'd go in there to broadcast a game, or when we were playing guys, it was like, you go in and it's like, it was hard in there. It was loud and it was quiet, and it wasn't hard at all last night.
Yeah, that
I am.
That was weird.
Good luck tonight.
Who was that?
Ron Haynes. He comes by, he's like, doing the hit, are you? He was just being a jackass.
Yeah, he's mentioned a few times that he tunes in, so that's good.
I should go ask him about the medical stuff. He's been around for a long time.
Well, yeah, he's a smart guy.
Exactly.
He was a college guy. Was he a college player?
He would have never had to go to a walk-in, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. The fourth-line walk-in clinic.
Why don't we do a contest? We'll bring in a couple MRI examples, and we'll figure out if you or I can figure out what's up with it.
I think that's actually a very good idea.
I don't know where we get these things from.
I think I've got my MRI on my shoulder.
Well, you just told us.
Yeah, well, we're going to know it's a shoulder.
You guys got to identify the body part. I don't even think you could get that right.
Honestly, I don't think we could.
I don't know. Well,
but let's try it. Who's willing to donate an MRI?
Anyone that's got an MRI graphic around here, bring it in, because we're going to see who can figure out what it is.
They can just send them to us, and we can actually go through. Take a picture and send it to us, and we'll go through it and say, that's a foot. Yeah. And then it'll be a hand, a guy with a large hand.
Yeah. It's a guy's scalp.
I love it. I see where this is going. By the end of the year, we're going to have a cadaver on the desk performing surgery in here.
Guy's brain. We're going to pull his brain out of his skull.
Yeah, this is really going to be good stuff.
Yeah, it's good. Our own live version of Operation.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Hayes and Dr. O.
Sorry, buddy, I touched the side.
Yeah,
you've been electrocuted.
Yeah, that's all. That's our bad. Yeah, we're working our way through the kinks here. Two idiots on the radio.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about watching the All-Star game, and with Craig Berube as the head coach, I thought it was cool. He started the three St. Louis Blues, and then after that, he's like, the players can figure out whoever they want to play with.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a cool weekend, and I know Cammy was down there, Ray, and I can't recall the last time. Now, this was a total coincidence, because they would have announced the All-Star game was in St. Louis a while ago, at least a year ago, if not multiple years ago. But the last time a market and a team owned an NHL calendar the way St. Louis has over the past 12 months.
That's crazy.
Like, it has been all St. Louis, to the point where we know, like, detailed stories about fans, about their alumni. Like, it has been the year of the St. Louis Blues.
And wouldn't you say kind of remarkable, because it wasn't that long ago they were on pretty wobbly ground there. You know, their ownership group was a whole bunch of guys, you know, that put in what they could to kind of save the Blues, to save them in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Now the ownership group has been solidified, and they've had this fabulous success, and now they're, you know, like, you see, like, Blues jerseys all around. Like, it's like, through success, people understand, hey, that's a cool jersey. I want to buy that jersey. And Doug Armstrong quietly has put together a championship team. Their prospects are rated really highly. They've got, we see half a dozen kids a year at the World Junior Tournament that are St. Louis prospects. Like, they've done a really, really good job. And they're not going away. They lost in Vancouver last night. And I think they had 42 shots or something.
Yeah, Demko was really good last night. I watched that game.
Man, they just ground them to Vancouver hung in there, did a really good job. But you're like, man, St. Louis is good again. And they don't have Tarasenko.
Yeah, they're clearly the best team in the West, right? Like, trying to determine, you guys did this on the quiz, you know, who's your cup favorite at this point with 30 games left? And I think I'd say Washington, but Washington seems to have more competition to get there. Like, St. Louis, who's fighting with St. Louis? Like, teams will show up. Colorado's a good team. And
if Colorado gets a goalie, I think they're going to be serious.
Right.
Like, St. Louis has got to be thinking, we might have a chance here to go back-to-back or rip off two or three cups here.
And they have enough prospects that they could go and make a deal to get somebody that might throw them over the top, somebody to replace Tarasenko.
Yeah.
Like, they could do that.
Right. Yeah, there'll be players. You got to believe there'll be players at the trade deadline. Why wouldn't they be?
You look at that team and you go, like, man, they would be no fun to play against. They're big and I don't think they're really fast, but they play fast. Like, they would just be relentless to try and get anything done against.
Well, do you remember last year in the playoffs, Ray, where Winnipeg was playing them, and Winnipeg had six shots on goal after the second period?
Yeah, that was the game they got eliminated. I actually did that for NBC, and I'm like, oh my God, Winnipeg can't even get, never mind, inside. They can't get in the zone.
Yeah.
With their life on the line, too.
Yeah, that
at
was
home.
Gross. Yeah.
Good
that's,
luck.
They don't have a lot that looks like they can push back, but I guess lots can change in 2 months, too.
All right, buddy. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll tee up Leafs Dallas tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I get home tomorrow. I'm going to look around. I'm certain I got a knee MRI somewhere. If I can, I'll send it in for sure.
Send it. We need it.
No, we need to. We don't want pictures. We want actual. Like, we want the grappler to come in here with an envelope.
But that's what it is.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that's
the image. Imaging.
Imagery.
Yeah. And we've got to
put it up on the TV right behind us and look at it.
Perfect.
And you have to go out there with one of those pointers and say, this is where the infraction is, and this is how I would treat it.
This is going to be brilliant. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to dig hard for this tomorrow.
All right. Yeah. Do your best. We'll get a bunch of them, all types of body parts, and we will have a quiz for the ages.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait.
They'll be live streaming this at Harvard just to find out what's going on up here. All right, buddy. Enjoy it.
Later.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They will pay your holiday bills up to $1,000 when you lease or finance a new in-stock vehicle in January. Visit MapleToyota.com.